views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools, empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from KKNW AM 1150 Radio at Hubbard Radio here in sunny Seattle. Woohoo!
I know, right? Yeah!
Yes, and you might be listening on the East Coast in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York on WBLQ 1230 AM Radio, on one of the 35 stations in Australia, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. Or perhaps after the fact on ChristineUpchurch.com in the archives. But wherever and whenever you're listening to us, I'm really glad you joined us, and you're going to be glad too, because we're going to be talking about a topic we have never discussed before. But before I tell you what that is, I have to leave that little teaser there. I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations. Mr. Benny Mathers, good morning.
Good morning, only because it's cutting edge radio. I almost like need some like some sword sound effects. I was laughing because I hear it every time. I'm like, I should just make it just an intro just to surprise you one day for one show. And you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah,
well, a little over the top there.
And I really do believe, I am a firm believer in being on the cutting edge of the new mainstream. And it's not just the cutting edge, but the new mainstream, because we are shifting in huge ways in our world right now. And those of us who are on our conscious journeys, and there are many of us in here listening right now, I know, we understand that this isn't just about this aside, this group of people who are coming together for their spiritual journey, but rather this is something we are creating and integrating into the mainstream so this becomes the norm to help change our world.
That's right. I appreciate it. You're tuning in right now to Christine Upchurch Show. That's where it happens. All right now.
And I'm really excited about my guest today. His name is Mas Sajati, and we're going to be talking about breaking the shackles of devotion. Is it possible that on our journey, we end up giving our power away? Is it possible that when we find our way to a teacher, a guru, a guide, that somehow it can go bad? And how do we get ourselves out of it? And are there benefits to that process? Mas Sajati is a gifted healer. It's really interesting. He had two near-death experiences. And after his second one, he became very gifted with intuition and healing. And he's basically, you know, joining the ranks of some of the most significant healers in history. He works on the core frequency level to help redesign and reprogram our blueprint, materializing fast and tangible results and manifesting abundance in all areas of life, which I think we're destined and born to receive. Thousands around the world have transformed their lives after just one or a few sessions with Mas, and he says, change your frequency, change your life. I'd like to welcome to our show today, Mas Sajati. Hi, Mas.
Hey, Christine, how are you?
Thanks for having me. So glad to have you here, and I'm so grateful to be connected with you. You know, I know that our listeners are just dying to hear, and pun intended, dying to hear about your near-death experiences. How did this happen, and how did this transform you?
Well, you know, Christine, there's a lot of near-death experiences that happen every day. Uh-huh. I think statistically about 800 a day documented just here in the U.S.
Wow.
So there's a lot of near deaths. So there's really nothing new, but I think the difference, or I know the difference between me and most people, is that I was really groomed. So when I had my near-death experience, it actually allowed me to, say, transcend those layers of junk that's always around us.
Uh-huh.
So our true light, our brilliant light comes through. you know, the first one happened in my early 20s. It was a warehouse accident. I got my jaws crushed. In that time, you know, I actually started to see what life is about. Because before then, you know, even as a teenager, Christine, I was looking for, you know, that one solution, you know, that explains life, right? Because we all want to be abundant and happy. So, you know, I looked into religion and spirituality, and, you know, there's a lot of, say, unanswered questions there. And then I looked into motivation and money and success or getting a good, you know, relationship. But I saw a lot of people who had a lot of money and then they weren't happy with it.
Right.
I saw a lot of people without money and weren't happy with it. So, you know, I started to think, well, is there something really, say, anything physical that's going to bring us that completeness that we're looking for? And, that answer came to me in my first near death, where I had my jaws crushed. And as I was pulling away, so imagine, you know, your body, my body was kind of hanging there from my head. I was pulling away from it, like a mirror image, you know, as you back away.
Right.
And I was going, wow, if I'm over there, and I'm that, you know, because my head was kinked, distorted, I go, that must really hurt. But I'm thinking, gosh, why doesn't it? You know, I feel really good. And as I was pulling away, I'm going, well, wait a second. If I'm over there, what am I doing over here?
Right.
And then that's when I noticed, well, or realized that I was dead. And as I realized it, the expansiveness, the grandness of who we are just poured into me. I just realized that we are, say, much, much grander, much more powerful, much more deserving, much more abundant in wealth in any area of our life than that, say, 1% that we think we are. You know, and that 1% is our physical experience here in this realm, right? We think that we're a teacher, a healer, somebody's wife or husband, whatever it is. You know, we really don't identify ourselves. So that first near death really allowed me to see that we're here as spirits having a human experience where most of us kind of reach out of our human form and try to have that spiritual experience. You know, that's not the way it works. It's really the opposite way around.
So
and that's what I do nowadays.
With that first experience, did you have a sense that, I mean, I know that you experienced that expansiveness and you tapped into that we are so much more. Did you have a good sense that we could actually apply that while still in physical form, or that was just something that was unattainable until we pass over?
Oh, no. That's what I do now. I actually live that space in physical form. I actually help people live that space in physical form. Again, spirit beings having a human experience. And when you, like, turn people around like that, right, that experience or that knowledge, the wealth that comes through, the knowledge that comes through, the possibilities that, you know, people say it might be magic or unbelievable, show through in people's lives. And that's where they become that, what I call 360 degrees of abundance starts to happen in their life. Where wealth and abundance is actually a gift from your higher self to you, so it doesn't distort you or it doesn't destroy you. It actually, say, aids you, connecting even, say, higher or truer to yourself.
So how do you go about helping people to create that?
Well, that happened in my second near-death. My second near-death was a drowning. And since I've gone through disconnecting, the second time, it was a lot easier. I was drowning. I got sucked into, you know, a lava tube. Basically, I got, that's now filled with, you know, water.
What is it?
It was a lava tube. It was a creek. I'm sorry, a river. Right? It was in Belize, so very porous, you know, volcanic country. And in, you know, and nowadays it's again filled with water that feeds underground waterfalls and caves. So I was sucked into that tube, that tunnel. I couldn't get out. You know, I submitted my will, so to speak, in religious terms, and and that's where you release again. So I saw my body float away and my essence or my spirit just like wafted up. And this time, what happens is that you've heard the tunnel of light, right?
Right.
You know, you pass through the tunnel of light, or I, you know, or most people go where they meet their loved ones. You know, they get, that's the introductory space. The first near death, I reviewed my life. This time, though, I passed through the tunnel of light, and obviously, for most individuals that once you pass through, you never come back. Mm-hmm. But I managed to say pass through that tunnel of light. And then I saw the grandness that we are, even at a deeper level. And this is what makes me different than, again, most people who've had a near death, is I went transcended even past the grandness and into this, what I call a blue space. Mm-hmm. And at that blue space, all the knowledge that ever was, is, and will be, you have access to.
Uh-huh. So what some people might call the Akashic Records, that sort of thing, or...
The Akashic Records is actually a lower version of that because the Akashic Records is the physicalness of this world. You're transcending into no time, no space.
Right.
So it's way beyond that. So at that level, though, you know, if you can hang out at that level, again, you have access to anything that ever was or is. So I've managed to pull that level or live from that level in physical form. And that's how my healing abilities, like, shift people radically. Uh-huh. You know, I can tap into pretty much anybody's storyline.
Right.
And see where their issues are and
We get so stuck in our stories, don't we?
Yes. and a lot of those stories, we don't even know where they come from.
Right.
You know? So anyway, when you can heal people at such a deep level, that's how, say, their transformations come through, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And we want to hear more about this and mm-hmm. talk more with you about how we can get stuck by looking outside of ourselves for a teacher and how to heal from that situation. More with Ma Sajati here in just a few moments.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Moss Sajati. He is a healer and intuitive. And Moss, you know, you work with people to help them shift. You reach into that blue space, as you call it, and help people to shift in their current physical reality. And I know that in the second half hour, we're going to be taking phone calls. So, Benny, can you please share with our listeners how people can get in touch with us and get in touch with Moss here in the next half hour?
Sure, we'd love to do that. It's 800-930-2819 is the number, so you may start calling in as soon as you can, 800-930-2819.
Wonderful.
All right.
Okay, so Moss, okay, let's say that you're working with somebody, and first of all, how do you tune in, and how do you perceive where somebody has things that are stuck?
Sure. So whether you're in front of me or, you know, online, because a lot of my healing happens online or in group settings, is that I scan you and then I see patterns or frequencies. So I really don't see you. I see an overlay. And then say if you have heart issues, again, guys, I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but I can see if you have heart issues or you know, whatever else that you might have issues with, I can see kind of a distortion. It's really highlighted for me. And then I go, oh, you've got heart issues, you know, or if you have emotional issues, or if you've been, say, abused. The storyline, if you've heard of people, you know, who've died, they go, well, I had my life review.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You've heard of that story?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Those kind of stories. So the life review, where is that placed? Right? At some level, I call it spiritual DNA. It's in your system somewhere. Call me a DNA reader. I can plug into your system and then kind of go through, kind of scan through your life and go, oh, you know, at age 10, you know, you're, say, abused or whatever happened to you. Let's go ahead and delete that programming that is distorted. Delete that program. And then what happens is that you start to view your life from a different perspective from the age, from age 10 onwards. You know, and it changes your present space. And then from, you know, once your present view is changed, right, because those lenses have been peeled away, there's future opportunities that show up that have always been there, but they were filtered out.
Right.
Now you can see them and then you can access them. So
Moss, you talked about this blue space where there is no time or space. Mm-hmm. And I'm very interested and have actually experienced parallel reality. So when you help people this way, are you basically having them sort of shift timelines, so to speak?
Yes. All of my work is really, really scientific. It is really about, say, time distortion. Because if you knew exactly, or if you were totally brought into a present space, you would never have any sort of lack. You would be completely abundant. So basically what I do is, like, we have a storyline that we've gone through lifetime after lifetime, or family lineage. I start waking your spirit self up. And as you awaken, well, your physical form has to shift to that new awakened, say, abundant state.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to you.
Yeah.
And I do it much faster. If I can kind of explain how you know, the system works.
You bet.
So you have the physical layer. And this will give you a really clear perspective on why what I do shifts people really quickly. You have the physical layer, and this is, and I'll just talk about it health-wise. This is like where surgeries happen, prescriptions, exercise, right, foods, and so on like that, right? Chiropractics. You get to the next layer, And that's the energy level, you know, like chakras, auras, where most healers are, mm-hmm. psychic abilities, energy systems of the body, right? Those are that level.
Right.
And then there's a few layers, I call them the bridge layer. It's the difference between physical form, right, or the material world,
right.
And then spirit body or spirit space, which there is no time and space.
Okay.
So it's beyond time and space. So that's where our spirit is formed, or that's where the blueprint of our spirit is created. So if you can change people at spirit level, then it's a top-down model. So whatever happens there, you know, changing your blueprint at that level, it immediately changes anything below that. And that's so the transformations come from the inside out.
That makes sense.
Your life literally, like, changes because you're changing, say, the substructure.
Right.
And or the core level issues.
And it sounds like it's frequency-based. It's
Yes. Hence, change your frequency, change your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
So can you give us some examples of people you have helped, like, you know, how they've changed their situations, perhaps changed their health?
Sure. Changing their health. So I did an event in San Francisco about a year or so ago. And this lady, she walked in with a walker. It took her about 20 minutes to get to the chair, to get to her seat. And again, I didn't say touch her or anything like that, but just talking to her, you know, she was really mad. She was really irate. It's like, well, what can you do for me that I haven't done? You know, because she was always in this pain, so she was really angry.
Right.
You know, and I started to see, what was going on in her. You know, a lot of, say, mother-type issues.
Right.
She's always been in ashrams or guru-type spaces where, you know, she's given away her power. She had this accident back about 20 years ago, which affected her lower back. And as I was talking to her, she's just starting to shift, because as I, say, talk to her about it, it just, like, changes the frequency for her. And towards the end, she literally walked away with her walker. She followed me to the next event, and she was actually just using a cane. And then about a month or two later, she actually went on a hike with us in Sedona.
That's great.
So that's how fast people can change.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't an extreme story. By the way, if you look at the website, you'll see a ton of testimonials like that.
Right.
Really extreme changes in a short period of time.
So, Moss, you talked about how you could see into how she was, you know, always looking towards gurus.
Mm-hmm.
What is the dysfunction that can get created through that situation?
Sure. So whether it's like a guru type or a church type or, you know, a spousal type, right? What most of those situations that you get into are usually people or even there's an alien convention going on somewhere. Palm Springs or something.
Right.
Those type of people, say, can get abducted. So what's happening is individuals who get, say, sucked into that guru mentality, right? And it's not about intelligence or anything like that. It really is that you give your power away.
Right.
And that's what they prey on. So they undermine you. And then eventually they pull so much power out of you. And it's not the physicalness that they're looking for. It's the spiritual connection, because they're literally those type of individuals or entities. They literally pull the life out of you. And then you get addicted to it, because they'll give you enough to sustain you. But then they'll pull. Say that they'll give you like 5 pounds of nourishment, but they'll take out, say, 10 pounds.
Right. And it sounds like it's probably cyclical, so that you that creates the addiction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So those things, I don't know what the question was. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just wondering about how, when we seek teachers, when we are, you know, looking towards a guru or a guide, how that can get dysfunctional.
Right. Well, that's how it gets dysfunctional. Especially, you know, the sad thing too about it is that, you know, when we're lost, a lot of us, when we're younger, I kind of see that in your audience. Again, guys, I can work on you as we're talking here. So if you're feeling a little different, that's why. Anyway, you know, when you're younger, you know, we tend to go out, you know, towards the east and find a guru or find, you know, ayahuasca or things like that that we may have done.
Right.
You know, sadly to say, since we're lost, the ayahuasca and all that, we'll actually say magnify that lost feeling.
Right. Yeah.
So, is that you, by the way? I might be reading you.
No. I mean, well, no, I've never done ayahuasca, no.
Okay.
And I'm not feeling particularly lost.
There seems somebody around you close that might be or might have done that experience. Not ayahuasca, but something like that.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, I've been a bit of a rebellious sort with teachers. You know, there have been situations where, you know, I have actually given my power away to a certain degree, but I'm more afraid of teachers than I am welcoming of them. Not teachers per se, but gurus, you know.
Right. So that probably happened to you when you were younger, for example.
Yeah.
So
if this can be create a dysfunction, what makes it safe? And I'm going to put that in quotes, for them to reach out to somebody like you and have them make changes to their frequency.
Sure. Just like anything else, you know, there's good teachers or good professionals, and then there's evil professionals, right?
Right.
You find that in any profession, whether it's a lawyer or a doctor.
Absolutely.
And a lot of doctors abuse their patients, you know, or get sexually abusive and so on. So the difference between, say, me and most people out there, especially the guru types, is that I actually push your spirit back into you, so you're self-sustaining.
Okay.
Which is really beneficial for you, because the only way, the only path, to a higher realization is between you, what I call pure source. A lot of you might call it God. I just stay away from it because it's been distorted through religion. So
it has.
And then an awakened spirit. The key term is awakened spirit.
Uh-huh.
So those are the only three components that can help you go beyond that. So I give you the tools and the techniques for you to be on your journey, but I can't say guide. I can guide you, but I can't go with you on that path.
Right. So it sounds like you're very clear with the boundaries associated with it then, like the energetic boundaries.
Oh, definitely, because, you know, at the level that I'm at, you know, people see massive changes, especially people who have been insecure or who have been abused before. They start to get that massive trust in me, and then sometimes they start, you know, getting distorted thoughts like, oh, I might be their twin flame or, you know, something like that, because now they can actually trust and they get distorted. So, creating that boundary around them and then putting them back on their own, say, 2 feet rather than, say, balancing themselves or having me as a crutch for them.
Right.
That's another way people get, say, stuck on a guru, because those guru types will go, you know, don't worry about it. I'll take care of everything. You don't know anything. You know, since I'm the teacher, you just listen to me and just keep saying yes. You know, I always go, well, always question, always ask where you are, right?
Yeah.
So you understand it at your level.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We have to go to another quick break. Are the lines already full, Benny?
Yes, but once we, you know, go through a couple, they're back open. So just keep continuing to call in. We'll get to them as quick as we can.
And what's that number again?
800-930-2819. 800-930-2819.
And we will be back in a few minutes. More with Mas Sajati in just a couple minutes.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Be unstoppable. Who do executive women count on for up-to-date information on everything from stilettos to being heard in the boardroom? To achieve excellence, you must first take control of your life and develop a successful strategy with the Unstoppable Diva. Tune in to Up or Out with Connie Fife, Mondays 5 p.m. Eastern, as she cuts through the BS to guide you to become bold, connected, and unstoppable. For more information, visit uporout.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today to Mas Sajati, and Mas, I'm fascinated by the conversation today. And before we get to talking to callers, I would like you to share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. You can go to my website, massajati.com. That's massajady.com. There's a lot of good information. I travel quite a bit. LA, we're doing an event, Toronto, recent events coming up, so you can see me live. And then also the podcast, Exponential Intelligence, or if you just look up my name under podcast, and I'll pop up for you. Really good scientific, say, information about how stuff works.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you're a former computer programmer. So
yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm a former research statistician, so I really appreciate the combination of science and intuition. It's a great combination.
Right.
And again, it's massajady.com.
S-A-J-A-D-Y. Yep.
Okay. And, Benny, we have callers.
We do. And, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Why don't you?
Oh, I was going to give out the number, too, one more time in case people needed it. So it's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We'll take Amy calling in from Seattle to start things off. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. Hi, Moss. Hi, Christine. Thanks, Benny.
Welcome. What's your question?
Well, I'm wondering if he could help me with the health issue.
Sure. I just kind of, do you have a son or something like that? I see somebody kind of binding into you.
No, I don't have a son.
Okay. Just wondering if you, say, lost a son. Could that be it?
No.
I see a son type, around you. What kind of health issue do you have?
It's a lower back. It's not even the back. It's more along the outer muscle down the leg, and it's been 7 months, and I've had different types of therapies, and it still persists.
Sure. Yeah, so we can work on that. Do you take a lot of sugar, by the way?
No, I've really been watching that.
Okay. So I'm just kind of, say, confirming the fact that you're sensitive to, say, sugars, which really, say, helps disconnect or the connection between, say, the muscle, the tendons. Again, I'm not a doctor, but just seeing your back, the tendons that connect, you know, muscle to bone, you know, with sugar, it deteriorates faster, and that's where your issue. So you tend to see, say, get, like, stretch out those muscles too extensively, so to speak. Does that make sense to you? So
yes,
that's where
does.
That comes
yeah.
from.
Yeah, I've been
so you really,
really
gotta be, yeah, you really got to watch out sugars. You're really sensitive to that. And also, I actually see, I can't get away from that fact. Did your mother lose a child?
She lost two before me.
Got it.
Before
so
I was
that's
born.
Them.
Yeah.
So that's where it is. Because they're still wrapped around your spine, and that's the core issue of why you have, say, spinal-type issues. So,
interesting.
So that's
okay.
what I was getting at. So let's
yeah.
help them remove that, because the sun-type feel, okay, it's a male that got lost. They what I was seeing is actually what you're experiencing is that they were having issues again. Is it tendons or ligaments? Anyway, the thing that connects muscle to bone, they couldn't form whatever that was, and so they couldn't grow, and that's why they she lost the child. So anyway, his pattern is basically you're recreating that at a smaller version. So releasing that for you. And then that space right along your spine on the right side, you'll probably
yeah.
actually feel that freer because that's
oh,
where
good.
He's embedded. Does that make sense to you? It's almost
that
like creates
complete.
A curvature of your spine
yeah, it makes
in that area.
Sense. Yeah, yeah, it makes complete
so, sense. Yep. So, yeah. So, okay. Harry, just 1 second. How are you feeling right now?
Good. Yeah, good.
Again, you'll probably feel freer on that left, I believe on the left side.
Right
they're
side?
Gone now.
Yeah.
They should be where they should be. Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks for your information. Thanks a lot.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for calling in, Amy. Who do we have next, Benny?
Yeah, we'll travel. We'll stay locally here in Seattle. We have Raul joining us. Hello, Raul.
Hi, Raul.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Ma. It's just so nice to be having the chance to talk to you.
Hi, Ro. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have a handful for you.
Sure.
I'm wondering if you can work on me in regards to clearing my career path and also my skin and you know my lower chakra area are not working very good.
Sure. You know your upper chest is. Have I worked on you before, Raul, by the way? Or,
Yeah.
Or,
we. Yeah. I met you. I met you in California, and
okay.
I've done the 21 days and. I listen to your podcast all the time.
Okay. Yeah, so what's happening for you is all that garbage, especially the I want to say family culture, let's just put it that way, that's been, say, controlling you. You've done a great job accumulating that or just, you know, dust grooming it all into the chest area, so to speak. And you're actually here for me to pull that off you, all that garbage that's collected. Or you've collected through this time. Does that make sense to you, my friend? So it's a
space of
taking that garbage out. So let's release that garbage for you. And then you'll be freer. I don't know if you feel it physically, but just in your upper chest, your throat area. And that's where you'll have your own voice in situations. You tend to, say, lose or not get heard. In group situations, your thoughts don't get heard, although you might have great ideas, which will, as you, again, as I help you pull that garbage out, you'll have a voice, and this is where your career will start taking, you know, a higher road, where people will actually, say, see you, and they'll see that you have great ideas. Does that make sense to you? And that's where getting your career takes traction.
Yep, yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Raul. Who's next on the line, Benny?
Sure. Let me just go and do this, and this. All right. You're so quick for me. All right, Jill from Arkansas. Jill, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jill.
Hi. Hi. Thanks so much for all your amazing work.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know if you could scan or read my son and I. And we've been working. Wow. We've been working a lot on. Well, you know, listening to podcasts, or at least I have and stuff. So.
Right. Yeah, your son. How's your relationship with your husband?
Oh, well, I don't have a husband. He's an ex. I have, and, yeah.
Okay.
But
so,
I'm, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm in a big transition right now, and I feel like I'm maybe a plateaued, but I really want to upgrade in, you know, connecting with your source to continue to upgrade with health and wealth, if you know what I mean.
Right. So where you are in this stage, one is that you're pulling away, and especially your son. Your son just feels kind of blanked out, maybe from that separation or whatever it is. He doesn't feel, say, complete.
You've worked on him before. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's a good place to be. Both of you are pulling away from the old patterns or the old renditions of how, say, relationships work. For you, intimate relationships. For your son, that father or parent type relationship, so to speak. Does that make sense to you? So you're going to a higher level, or like a redefinition of those relationships. So in the future, better relationships can come through. Right? Most people think that if I change a partner, you know, I'm going to get a better relationship. But most of us, what do? We fall into the same rut, you know, because we're emanating the same frequencies. Say, like, use music, right? You're emanating, say, music of abuse. People are going to get attracted to that abuse, and they'll use you, so to speak. So what I do is, like, delete that record that plays abuse and says, hey, I want a wholesome relationship. And this is where you guys are. You're emanating wholesome relationship frequencies, let's say. So your relationship between the two of you, you know, mother and son, get better without that latching on that I'm seeing between the two of you, right? You'll say separate, you'll be whole, he'll be whole. And that might make you feel insecure for a little bit because nobody's there to anchor you. But again, it's a place of strength.
You got it right on the nose. Like, yeah. I've either plateaued or depressed or, like, and I know that it's all from the inside. And so how can I connect deeper with your source and not worry about my son going off to Vanderbilt? And, like, how on this stage, where do I go? What do I do, you know?
Right. So whether you're ready for it or not, most of us aren't, say, ready to let go. Your spirit, you know, through the work that I do with you, your spirit starts to awaken and then starts taking control and finds the fastest possible solution for you to connect to pure source. So, again, honey, this process is like separating from your son, right, and starting to have your own identity. Basically, that's what's corrupted the relationship before, by the way. And then you'll attract somebody newer.
Thank you, Jill, for calling in. We have to go to another quick break. More with Maz Sajati here in just a few moments.
T Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely, 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 lovely,
lovely. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Moss, the phones have been ringing off the hook. And we've got other people waiting in line. I wanted to try to fit in two more calls. We need to make them quick. Who do we have next, Benny?
Yeah, we'll take Parm calling in from Vancouver, BC, so up north. Hey, Parm.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, Parm, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing really well. Seems like you're doing, well, you're more solid, so to speak, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Anything special you want to work on or anything you want to ask or just read you?
In terms of career, if you could tap in and see what kind of gifts I have, because probably my next step.
Right. So, and it's a great time to be focusing on career. Again, you've come a long way. At first, you were, say, hesitant to transform or change, again, because a lot of fear. And now the last few months, say, a lot of changes have come through you. Through the work that we've done. Does that make sense to you? And now you're solid. So this is where, again, this is where, say, career comes through. What you're doing now, are you doing anything now? Or are you kind of in limbo, or are you just...
Limbo.
Limbo, got it. So what... one, two... So in about 1 or 2 months, probably 1 month, you'll actually have a career kind of attracted towards. towards you, and that career is going to be that you're a helper type person. You've always been a helper type person, but this time you're going to do it right without, say, losing yourself. Right? Because when you help people, you tend to give of yourself, kind of like a Mother Teresa type deal. But again, you give of yourself and then you become depleted. But the new format for you is you become stronger as you help. And I see, say, a group of kids that you might be helping. So in that sort of parameter, be helping, say, kids or like young girls, you know, teens, 15, 16, and so on like that. So that's that career path. And it's actually really rewarding. It's short-term, though. And then you get to, say, get it's a stepping stone to a higher where you help companies with their employees.
That's great. We want to fit one more person on here. Thank you so much, Parm, for calling. And who do we have next?
We'll take Christine calling in from Wisconsin. Hello, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Christine.
Hey, how are you, Ma?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Good. I've been through a lot of tough detox. And
yes,
I'm here with my husband, and we're breaking through. Pretty excited.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you're, you know, through the garbage, right? Like you said, you've broken through in a few short, say, maybe a week or two from what I'm seeing, you're going to just close the past behind and just, like, walk fresh and
Yay.
New on to. So congratulations. I don't know how long it took you, but not too long from what I'm seeing.
Not too long, but I had a tough breakaway that I had to do and learn from, but my husband's
Got
looking
it.
For a new career, and I'm, you know, hoping that now with my clearness, I can start my career and make some money. Mm-hmm. I need a car.
Right.
We're pretty tight.
I can see a career coming into you. Your husband, just working on him, he just needs to, say, define himself more or kind of go on an adventure more or kind of isolate himself more to understand who he is. Before, like, a good, strong career comes in. That's what I was working on to bring in, say, more clarity. Because, you know, if you pull all the garbage that you've left behind, you guys will tend to be blank, confused, again, because new programming has to come in for your new reality. Mm-hmm. So that's where you're at. Okay?
Thank you, Christine, for calling in. So, Moss, mm-hmm. In like a minute or so, can you share with our listeners some advice for choosing a teacher so that we don't get into this dysfunctional situation?
Sure. So the teachers that you want to learn about, one is that, you know, you should always go with somebody that always, say, pushes, say, strength upon you rather than them telling you, it's like, don't worry, we'll take care of everything, we can do everything for you. Right.
So empowering as opposed to a crutch.
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
That's one thing, huge thing that you got to watch out for.
Okay.
There's lots of other things. In fact, we do Divine Atrocity. We did that with Will Allen, the producer of Holy Hell, which is an unbelievable movie on gurus. And you'll get the details. It's on a podcast, actually. One of the later podcasts, Holy Hell.
And how do people access those podcasts?
The podcast, you can any podcast player, just search my name, Moss Ajadi, or look up Exponential Intelligence. And then it's the last, I think it's 90s series, that podcast, Holy Hell, Divine Atrocities. You'll get the details on what to look out for, what to watch out for in a guru.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. You know, Moss, this hour is just flying by, and
it has.
Yeah, I want to thank you. I'm so grateful that Kyle Padgett, you know, got us connected here, and I'm so glad to be connecting you with our listeners. Again, if you could share with our listeners about your website and any events you might have coming up.
Sure. Website is mossajadi.com. That's mossajadi.com. I'll be in Toronto. And we're doing a mass meditation initiative in L.A. That's coming up in June. In July, I'll be in Portland.
Ah, great. Close to Seattle.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'll be in Wanderlust in L.A. again. And in August, if you're interested, I'll be in Hawaii, Kauai, doing like a three-day, four-day extreme event for people who are really serious about transforming their lives. So yeah, a lot of good stuff on the events, so take a look at the website.
That's great. And I want to thank you for joining us here today, Moss. I've enjoyed this conversation, and I'm glad to be connected with you now.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I did too. Thank you so much.
And I just wanted to let everybody know that I'm going to be on the Dr. Pat Show on Wednesday. I wanted to give you a heads up about that. We are going to be talking about how each of us can contribute to the collective. I know that our world has gone mad in some ways. How do we show up fully to contribute? That's Wednesday. I believe it's 11 a.m. Pacific time. But, check out my Facebook page, Christine Upchurch. And I'll post it afterwards on ChristineUpchurch.com, as I will with this show with Moss Sajati. Thanks so much for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.